It seems like there have been two steps forward and two steps back this month for the proposed Jordan Cove project, the pipeline and the liquefied natural gas plant and export terminal. First of all, the Coos Bay City Council approved the project's local land use application, and then NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, announced in their final opinion that the project won't jeopardize species or adversely modify critical habitat. But the state has denied an extension request for a permit related to river and wetlands crossings and dredging in Coos Bay. And so Pembina has withdrawn an application. Can you talk about that?
I mean, there's a lot going on around Jordan Cove Energy Project, as you noted. This is all leading up to a big decision by the federal government, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, around this project sometime this spring. So the local decision in Coos Bay was a decision 4-3 to allow dredging in the estuary to allow the big LNG barges to come in. And leading up to it, that same commission had sponsored a study. And in that study, the recommendation came back that going ahead with the Jordan Cove project would not be in the public interest. And so the mayor basically had to break the tie to overrule the council's own commissioned study. The more recent developments with Pembina pulling its permit application from the state, I think, kind of highlights a larger issue with all of this. And that's a poorly designed, ill-conceived project on its face, going through old-growth forest, potentially seizing land via eminent domain, private property, dredging an estuary, 400 stream and river crossings with the pipeline, and et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of problems on the face of it, but there's also a lot of problems overarching the whole project that go beyond the permit denial.
What's the difference between the state denying an extension request for a permit related to crossing river and wetlands and dredging in Coos Bay and what Pembina has withdrawn?
The Clean Water Act gives states the authority to regulate things like dredging and discharge into state waterways. In the process with all the stream crossings and the work that they're doing in wetlands around Coos Bay, the state authorities kick in. So that requires a permit or a series of permits around the Clean Water Act. And Pembina apparently was not getting their work done or felt like they weren't getting their work done, and so they asked for an extension, and the state said no. And so presumably that was some signal to Pembina that they did not have what they needed together to get a permit. And so rather than not getting the permit, presumably they pulled the request.
So what does that mean?
It's somewhat speculative what it means, because Pembina is not saying why they did that, right? But in my mind, it's an ill-conceived project. From my perspective, on its face, it shows that Pembina was not ready with its permit as far as the state was concerned. And Pembina sensed that and pulled its permit. Whether it hopes to go around the state somehow or resubmit, I think, is what the question that people are asking is. Pembina hasn't said. They said they're just looking at the process and they're now waiting for the FERC decision, basically.
Talk about the FERC decision and where it fits in the timeline.
Well, I mean, the FERC decision is kind of the final big federal decision around the whole project. And that, I think, is anticipated later this winter, early spring. procedurally, it's a decision on an environmental impact statement, but it is basically the decision to allow or not allow the project or to allow it with modifications. That won't change the state's decision, but it could change the dynamics of the whole situation depending how the FERC decision comes down and set up some conflict between the state and federal decision potentially.
So you're saying that if FERC, for example, approves the Jordan Cove project, but it has not gotten all of its state permits, the state doesn't have to approve the permits just because FERC has approved the project?
Correct.
Okay.
The state's Clean Water Act authorities belong to the state currently. But to make the whole situation more complex and why people wonder, I think, what Pembina might be up to is that, you know, the Trump administration is rolling back various environmental laws, including changing, you know, various Clean Water Act implementation authorities most recently and stuff. So, you know, the thought is that Pembina is hedging its bets at this point. They're pulling the permit because they didn't like how it was shaping up in the state, and they're waiting to see what the decision is in the federal government. The public will get to learn more about designs the Canadian company has on our public lands.
Pete Kolbenschlag, thanks very much for your work and for talking with me today.
Thanks.